There's something tonight that I want you not to forget. And before I get to what it is I want you not to forget, I'd like you to do me a favor. When you came in, many of you were handed a string. I would like you to find somebody seated near you and tie that string on their finger. I would like to be sure that every child in this assembly has a string. So if there's a child without a string, look around you and see if they need to borrow your string if you're an adult. But you know what? I can't do this by myself. So Hayden, would you try that on me?
Yes. Does it matter which way? Is that good?
That's good. That's a good. Do you have one?
Yes.
You have a string?
I think so.
Okay. So I have a few extra strings. Anybody need one? Okay, we're good. Y'all good up there? Okay. A string. We need a string. Okay. There you go. Do you need a string? You're stringless. Oh, that's my string. Okay. Now, while you're tying that string on, tonight's a very important night, and this is really taxing for somebody who always likes to have a text. So I'm experimenting here. Tonight we heard the gospel. We have before us the manger. We went through the Christmas pageant a couple of weeks ago, so we pretty much have that one down pat. Who the characters were. Hayden, I need your help. I want us to remember that today, or tomorrow actually, but we're bleeding into it, somewhere tonight, is Jesus' birthday. And that has a very particular meaning for us. But I think the first thing that we should realize is that this is a big celebration. It's happening all over the world. But when Jesus was born, it was not a big celebration. Jesus was born ostensibly in a barn. We think he had not much in the way of resources. There weren't many witnesses, his mother, his father, some oxen, some asses, some shepherds came later. So that's kind of what it was. But we've turned it into a big thing. Now, Hayden, I need your help. But I want you to remember that there's something very important that occurred in this that's easy to miss. If you'll hold that for me, Hayden. And maybe just angle it around your Vanna White of the sermon tonight. It's an icon. It comes out of Taizé in France. And what I want you to notice is the hands. The hands of Jesus. Oh, I guess I was supposed to ask you who it was, but I guess you figured that out since I gave it away. That's the Virgin Mary and Jesus, according to Taizé. But in the iconography, the hands of Jesus are always very gently laid on his mother, around her neck, and then resting just on her shoulder. What does that tell you? When you see those hands, what do those hands make you think? What kind of feeling does that give you? Anybody? Where's a hand? There was a hand? Oh, yes. What does it make you? Say again. The blood of Jesus. Well, we're not there yet. We're earlier than that. Yes.
Remind
you of something. Okay. When somebody touches you lightly, usually that's a sign of love, right? So usually in these icons, we see Jesus just falling into the love of Mary. But Jesus is, for us, the love of God. That at some point in time, God needed a way to visit us and comes to us in Jesus Christ. So the important thing, at the heart of this feast is that God loves us all. It's really kind of wholesale. It's not segmented. Everybody falls into that category. Now, I ask you to tie a string. I seem to have an extra string. I have two extra strings. I have lots of strings. When I was a kid, we were told if you needed to remember something, like if your parents gave you a chore to do and you weren't going to remember it, or if there was something else that you would remember, to tie a string around your finger. Now, that seemed pretty stupid. But we didn't have cell phones with instant things where you could keep records. So we tied strings around our finger every now and then so that we would remember something important when it was time to do the important thing. And quite frankly, if you've tried it once or twice, you began to develop a memory because you didn't like this kind of walking around that way. So when you're busy, you got to remember something important. Tomorrow, maybe tonight for some of you, who's going to have any presents tomorrow? Anybody in here? A few people? Just a few, huh? So tonight or tomorrow, when you've got presents to open, it's going to be joyful, right? And you'll get things you want, maybe things you need. But I want you, when you go home tonight, to ask your parents to lay your string by your bed, and in tomorrow, to tie a string on your finger. So that somewhere in the day, when you're in the middle of doing all kinds of things that are fun, you remember one most important thing. And that is that God loves you intensely and throughout all time. And that's why we're here tonight. Amen.